98.1 KZE. Wednesday afternoon, Friends Day is brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Pulse. Today, very excited to welcome this band for the first time to the Friends Day studio. They're from Woodstock, New York. Please welcome Bluestone Quarry.
Flipping your long black ponytail, yeah, she's got a voice like a Michigan bell, and I can't wait to get back home. Snow's been falling from your bedroom ceiling, and I've got the funniest feeling. My heart's in the junkyard, paint soft, and fix it up, take it back home. My fingernails show telltale signs of toil. From a garden bed of black mountains, you never let the spirits pour, 'cause I'm weighed down from the terrible sound. So when you come around, Nightingale, signs of war. From the battle mounts to the bookmarks at my door, I don't want it anymore, 'cause I'm weighed down from the terrible sound. Except for when you come around, shows the telltale signs of toll. Now I'm head to toe and panhandle low. You gotta let the water pour, 'cause I'm weighed down from the terrible sound. 'Cause I'm weighed down from the terrible sound. 'Cause I'm weighed terrible sound, except for when you come around, Nightingale.
98.1 KZE. For the first time in the Friends Day studio, we've got Bluestone Quarry, a pretty new band from Woodstock.
Hey,
yeah.
How are you doing, MK?
Hey, everybody.
So that is Chloe Cannon speaking, who's been here a couple of times, and pretty recently you got together with these guys and started making really great original harmony-based music.
Yeah, it was pretty magical, actually. I had plans with Charlie, kind of last-minute plans, and I met him at Folkadelic in Woodstock, which our friend Ken owns. It's a guitar shop. And then all of a sudden I walk upstairs and I see this guy and he's like, "Hi, I'm Riley." I'm like, "Hi, Riley." And he starts playing The Muse by the Wood Brothers.
I'm imagining he just says, "Hi, I'm Riley," and then starts playing.
Yeah, kind of. And then
I wish.
And I said, like, "Wait a minute, Riley. Like, I was learning that song for Open Mic Monday." He said, "I was learning that song for Open Mic Monday." And so we said, "Should we go, like,
you got chocolate in my peanut butter?"
Yeah. So we all went to Station Bar and we sat down and we worked it out and we couldn't believe how much we loved the sound. So we just started playing the Colony Open Mic, and then we happened upon our pal Mark Roman, who's a bass virtuoso.
He also showed up at the open mic.
Yeah.
We poached him.
Yes, we
also
did.
Doing a Wood Brothers cover.
Also doing a Wood Brothers cover.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. Wood Brothers are really a
you guys got to open for the Wood Brothers.
We would certainly
love to. Well, you know.
We would certainly love to.
Yeah.
This seems like this is where this is heading.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I'm going to put it out there for you.
They decide that they don't like us.
They're listening right now, yeah, just shaking like, their heads. Bluestone Corey are my guests on 98.1 KZE for the first time in the Friends Day studio. And you've already got a great social media going, pretty big following already.
Yeah.
And it's a good place to go to see upcoming shows. Where are some of the places you're playing soon?
So we are playing our first gig back since December in Woodstock on March 23rd. And then we've got like a whole lot of stuff going on in April. April 10th, we're playing in Kingston. April 11th, we're playing in Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
You can check our socials to find out more about that. Our Instagram, we got lucky enough to just get the handle Bluestone Quarry.
I was just thinking about that today as I made the post about you guys coming in here that it's a great name. And I'm glad that you were able to just get the handle Bluestone Quarry.
Yeah, there is an Australian guy who like tried to call his project that, but he hasn't posted in years. So
snatched it.
Yeah, we got rid of him. Yeah.
It's a great name because there's a lot of Bluestone quarries around here.
This is a good time. I mean, we're a very regionally focused band, and the name was selected so that we could pay homage to this wonderful place that we live in, the Catskills and the Hudson Valley.
If you ever happen to be listening to our songs, you're going to be standing on maybe Bluestone. So
yeah.
A fun little bit.
It's a good chance. People hear that and they're like, oh, that's great. That makes sense.
It feels like this is a band that's kind of had a lot of those moments of just like, yes, this is correct. This is right.
Right, exactly. Yes. It did feel very like if this were a romantic comedy, it would just be like meant to be, just really magical.
I love that.
Yeah.
Would you like to play us another song?
Sure. The next one we're going to play is called Whiskey Head.
You're on Whiskey Head.
This is my favorite. So.
Good enough.
All right. We got it.
All right. I got it. Okay.
I'm stumbling home, drunk again. Whiskey head, just wondering if you love me. You're always there, just tending things, my knitting queen. This homestead girl, you're lovely.
98.1 KZE. Bluestone Quarry are my guests from Woodstock, New York. This is their first appearance on Friends Day. Hopefully not the last.
Hopefully not the last.
And I've muted that guitar. I understood that you needed to down-tune a little bit. So don't be shy. It'll come through a little, but not a big deal. I want to talk about your songwriting process a little bit, because these seem like very collaborative songs.
I love talking about songwriting.
Yeah. Tell me all about it.
Well, the way it works right now is, well, I think I want to talk about the next song that we're going to play, Catskill High. And the way that it worked is we were literally standing around just trying to sort out practice and the sound and having a smoke outside. And Riley came up to me and he said, I've got this great idea for a lyric. Check this out. I got Bluestone drunk and Catskill high.
Love it.
Westkill fever's got me, my oh my.
Right? Come on.
Something that's just so simple and so direct and also kind of roots you into the environment that we're in. I thought that that was such a great line. So what I did is we kind of played around with it a little bit right then and there. And then I went back and I worked on it and I worked on it. Came up with some verses and some chorus. And, you know, we brought it to Chloe. And then she started to, you know, kind of coach us through some harmonies. And I think what came out on the other side was just super duper special.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we wrote that, finished the harmonies for that at Station, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Station has, you know.
Like, we knew it was a good one when we went out there, and we were all, like, we decided to go to Station and just play it, and we're just jumping around and singing it, and everybody's joining in. I mean, that's really when you know that you got something that's good. You know?
An audience jumping around and joining in on a song that you've just written is a very good sign.
Whiskey Head was a cool story, too, though, because I remember we were at practice, and Charlie just started playing, boom, dum, dum, yeah, that, and Riley was like, what is this, I love those chords, and started, like, coming up with this stuff, and then one day I came in, and I, like, ran to the bathroom, because I had to pee, and I hear the two of them singing the harmonies there, and I was like, all right, that's it, and I threw some in, and I'm the choir nerd. I mean, I think Riley's kind of a choir nerd, too, but, you know, I like to do the harmonies, and then it was, like, all these songs we wrote, and then Mark came in and literally was just like, oh, sure, I'll just immediately play the perfect bass part for this. Yeah. And we were like, all right, I guess he's our bassist.
Yeah,
he heard it. He was in the flow. And I do. Yeah. I love how hyper-local you guys are, and I've always had a real soft spot for songs that use specific place names and, you know, pull from specific things in their area. So, yeah, you're really scratching that itch for me in a major way.
We felt like the project was kind of born from the magic of the Catskills in Woodstock and the Hudson Valley. And so we want the music to reflect that. And we think that it's served us very well. I mean, the response has been overwhelmingly positive so far. Yeah. It really has.
Well, if you would play one more, I would love it.
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much for having us, MK.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Fun. Yeah. All right. We got that tempo.
Right.
Cause I'm Bluestone drunk and I'm Catskill high. Westkill fever's got me, my oh my. Carry me home, cause I couldn't find the time. Cause I'm Bluestone drunk and I'm Catskill high. Over your two feet and to find yourself.
even we grow old and strange. Take it easy, let the sapling trees get born in a golden age. Every soul burns a little hole in the emptiness of space. Tiny beacons in an endless night.
'Cause I'm Bluestone drunk and I'm Catskill high.
KZE Bluestone Quarry for the very first time in the Friends Day studio. Find them on Instagram at Bluestone Quarry and anywhere else or band camps or
YouTube,
anything yet?
Bluestone Quarry.
Yeah, we submitted to NPR.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was our Tiny Desk song.
Nice. Have you heard back?
No.
I don't know how long
May
it takes.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not counting.
On this side of the river in Stottsburg on April 28th.
Stottsburg, right. April 28th. And again, social media, Bluestone Quarry for details. Final question. What do you call your fans? And is it quarrymen?
It could be. I started saying quarry dwellers, which sounds a lot more goblin-esque.
Also more gender neutral.
Yes.
Like quarry dwellers, yeah.
Quarry questers. Maybe somebody can let us know.
Tell us what we should call ourselves.
Blue stoners.
I love it. That's it. That's it.
Done and done. We've got your community bulletin board up next and His Golden Messenger on the way. 98.1 KZE. It's been Friends Day.